Hi, I am Rick Forche, and welcome to part three of Redefining Manhood. This part, we're going to wrap it up, and it's entitled Inspired to Perspire. So in the first two videos, I talked about a man's identity, a case of mistaken identity, and what our purpose is as men. So purpose-driven. So now I want to wrap it up with what gives meaning to our lives. So now we've got this sense of who we are, who we want to be, and we're constantly working at that, which is great. But now, what else is there that gives us a feeling of meaning? And man's meaning, Search for Man's Meaning by Viktor Frankl is a great book if you haven't read it. He was in a Nazi concentration camp, and it's a great book that talks about his viewpoints on a man's search for meaning. And I want to call this Inspired to Perspire. Because the essence of it for me is that we all want to feel like we're making a valued contribution to society, to our families. We want to feel like we make a difference. It's hardwired in us to make a difference. We want to add value in some way. The question becomes, how do we find it when we're brought up to be somewhat stuck in these roles and values and ways of being as men? We're mired in that day-to-day, some of us, the drudgery of this modern world, you know, get up, go to work, pay the bills, you know, do our chores on the weekends, you know, maybe go on vacation when we can. How do we find what really makes us, you know, say tick, but gives us that sense of well-being and fulfillment in our lives if we're not finding that in those things that we're doing now? I believe there is a way, but it comes at a price, and you need to understand that price. So I'm going to talk about that. I'm not the first one to talk about this. So Dr. Gabor, if you've ever heard any or read any of his things, he talks about this a lot. It's about what we're really after is connection. We want to feel connected to people and to what it is that we do, that it makes a difference. Mark Manson put it this way. He said, what are you willing to die for? What are you willing to suffer for? Very interesting guy. Really in your face, Mark Manson. Look him up. Some really good points. What are you willing to suffer for? That's the price. That's what you need to make that choice. Are you willing to suffer what you're really, some could say, passionate about? What gives meaning to your life? What are you truly connected to? And we all long for connection. The problem we have today is so many of us, men specifically, are not connected to anything that feels of value besides being a provider and looking forward to retirement. There's got to be something else there. What happens is we don't find that. We find connection with other things that bring us a sense of peace and contentment, even if it's in the short term, just for a moment or two. And we numb ourselves out. We cope, whether it's with TV, sports, whether it's with alcohol, things that are kind of mind-numbing. The problem with this is it's short-term, and it doesn't bring us long-term connection and fulfillment. The trick is to understand within yourself, who are the people, the places, and the things that bring you a sense of peace, that lift you up, and bring you that sense of connection and fulfillment. Only you know that. Only you will know that. That is ultimately what we're inspired to perspire about. To pursue those things, what are we willing to suffer for in our relationships, in our career, in our hobbies, whatever they are, that are that important to us, as Viktor Frankl would say, that we're willing to die for, that we need to live That is our, that is really what we want to live for. Mark Manson would say, what is it you're willing to suffer for? And I believe that's at the core of what will inspire you to perspire, to bring meaning to your life. And only you will know that. That's a tough question. And it's a tough act, a tough thing to do after that. But if we're lodged a good foundation with our identity, who we are, who it is we want to be, and we're striving every day, as we talked about in part two, about being a better version of ourselves, then it becomes easier and the picture becomes clearer as to what it is that we really want to bring meaning and fulfillment to our lives. Because it quiets the rest of the noise. Are you willing then to make a conscious choice? Are you willing to pursue those things that you're inspired to perspire for or not? And again, only you have the answer for that. So there's a lot to consider in these three parts, even though they're not very long. So who you are and your identity, once you've nailed that, strive to be better, make it your vow, reflect, do better, and then what are those things that you desire to have connection to? What is it that brings you fulfillment, joy, peace in your life, whatever those words are for you? And are you willing to sacrifice, in some ways suffer, and get rid of the riffraff in your life, the noise, if you will, and pursue those? That wraps it up for me. That's redefining manhood. This is who you are, who you choose to be as a man. Your identity, choosing to be better, and choosing the circumstances and the people that help uplift you and make you, help make you a better version of who you are, and that bring you fulfillment in your life. Peace in your heart when you go to bed at night. Lots to consider. I would welcome, love your feedback on this. It's been very enjoyable for me to share a small tidbit of what I've learned over the last 5 years about myself and my own journey. And I hope in some ways it's been helpful for you. Take care and appreciate any comments, like I said, and keep tuning in to rickforche.me.